Lesson 8. Reading. Japanese and Foreign Customs.
A custom is a tradition or particular way of behaving or doing something. Customs can be unique to a country, region, town, or even a single family. For most people, it is not easy to remember how and when they learn the customs that they follow. For example, can you remember the first time you took off your shoes before entering someone's house? Customs seem ordinary because they surround us from birth. But where do our customs come from? How important or easy is it to learn the customs of other cultures? And should our customs change in the future? If yes, how? These are not simple questions. Many traditional customs come from history and religion. They are important at special times of the year. In Japan, for example, returning to your hometown during Oban to see family is common. At New Year's, some people visit Shinto shrines or go to Buddhist temples. Another old New Year's custom is to ring a temple bell 108 times. People also send New Year's cards and eat soba noodles. These customs help people feel they are part of a community. Some customs in daily life have a practical purpose. For example, one Japanese custom is taking off shoes before entering a home. This custom helps keep floors clean and is a polite thing for visitors to do. Many visitors also bring a small gift to say thanks. Saying thanks is also important when eating. For example, most people say itadakimasu and gochisousama before and after meals. When eating, people also follow customs of using chopsticks correctly. Many customs in Japan are about having fun with friends and family. For example, many people watch fireworks, eat good food, or dance at summer festivals. Some people also like to wear traditional or special clothes like yukata and jinbei. Other special customs come from foreign countries. Two examples are Christmas lights and birthday cakes. Some say that special customs like these are good because happy people can make a happier society. Some customs are shared by more than one culture. For example, in most East Asian countries, people bow when they meet. All over the world, business people also exchange business cards. Sometimes one culture copies the custom of another culture. One example is viewing cherry blossoms, hanami. In 1912, the mayor of Tokyo gave 3,000 cherry trees to the city of Washington, D.C. in America. Now the people of Washington, D.C. have the same custom of viewing cherry blossoms in the spring. Sometimes customs from other cultures seem strange to us. For example, some people in Cambodia eat spiders. However, our customs might seem strange to other people too, so it is difficult to say if customs are good or bad. In addition to food customs, another big difference is physical contact. In some countries, friends and family often hug each other. Some people also kiss friends on the cheek when they meet. People from these countries find it strange that other cultures have much less physical contact. Customs can change over time. One example is fashion. For example, about 100 years ago, most men wore hats when they went to work. Now it is unusual to see businessmen wearing hats. One reason that customs change is technology. Writing letters is now less common because email and social media are more convenient. Some people think that it is important to keep old traditions. However, others believe we should develop new customs. Understanding other cultures' customs becomes more important when visiting a foreign country. Most people try to learn some local customs before visiting, but it is still easy to make mistakes. For example, people visiting America often do not know how much money to pay as a tip to restaurant staff after eating a meal. Some people say that it is impossible to learn all the customs of another culture. However, while customs can be difficult to learn, they are often some of the most interesting parts of any culture.